Not long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest as we make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Previously on Botched!
I'm getting phone call on my cellular, and it is my cousin, Yorgos. He called, he say, I take these two tourists to island near Crete. They're weird cyborg guys, send girls, right? Send girls. I have the girls. I send them the hottest ones I have, right? Cindy and Yiannopoulos.
Yiannopoulos.
Now, I am sending them. They are never coming back. How I recoup? I never recover financially from this. Yorgos, if you're not there already, you will be soon.
Welcome back, Junior Researchers.
Oh, my God, my tummy.
To the 35th episode of our 8th season of Botched. Phil's going to be in a bad time because he just drank a whole lot of bad choices.
Oh, my Crohn's.
Oh, yeah.
Why'd you do bad tummy stuff?
Is Crohn's just like a bunch of old ladies in your tummy, like casting spells?
They're old witches.
Old witches.
Yeah.
It's okay. I've had them vegetables before this.
That's true.
Thinner.
They said.
Nope, thicker.
Thicker.
Dick her. Dick her.
Anyways.
Dick her?
I don't know.
All right.
So the Church of the Broken God. So we're taking place a little while after last time. So they took back their beach, the little grotto that was off the shore, the big rocky structure sticking up out of the water has a little grotto inside, and that was shown to the SCP Foundation. Inside that grotto, there is a full-scale model of an ancient Greek city. Ooh. With normal humans, but also with what appears to be instances of SCP-610, the flesh that hates, also attacking the city. So, it's just models. It's not moving or anything like that, but that's there. And you do notice while the Church of the Broken God is showing this to you that the city starts to change a little bit. The ground rumbles. You can hear the sounds of thunder, and it looks as though there are now little models of mechanized people fighting back against the instances of SCP-610. And so,
is this like in the past or
no? So the Church of the Broken God member says this is basically a small-scale replica of the future. Mm. So this is what's going to happen. So now that we've taken back
a replica of the future.
That's right.
A mirror verse of the future.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be a simulacra?
They made a diorama of what they believe is going to happen?
No, thank you. I don't drink. So basically, this is what could happen because you have helped us take back the beach. The hammer and the anvil of Mechane. So now we just have to put Mechane back together. And we have a few of the items, but we need your help to get some of the other ones. And we've actually lost contact with one of our other organizations. So we want you to go there. Don't go there with your MTF or anything like that. I would send field agents. Keep it low key. You shouldn't get any resistance or anything like that. Yes, hand raised. Everyone's
got
hand.
We got some questions.
Sure.
Okay, this is an embarrassing question.
Oh, okay.
Is the flesh that hates the thing from the first episode?
No.
Shit.
No.
It's
what do
the
you
one
mean
from the Russian episode.
Yeah, it's the Russian episode
with
the
tentacly
house.
Monsters, and you like napalmed a whole like field, and there was a guy with.
Oh, it had all the,
as Shinigami
yeah, okay.
says, the
yeah,
first yeah. episode was the sun.
That's why I was confused, but it made things into a fleshy mass.
It did. Yeah,
right?
It was similar,
it's
right?
Similar,
not the
but
same.
Different.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Just checking. That flesh loves to make others the flesh, so.
I mean,
it's the flesh that comes.
Every ginger is scared of the sun, so. I got a question.
Okay, next question.
Does the SCP Foundation really want to help to get Mechane back up and running?
Well,
is his name
no.
John?
Now, hold on.
Yes.
Am I understanding that they kind of do because they want to then seize the giant robot god that these guys worship, or why don't you tell me what's going on?
We'll figure it out later. We're gonna stop the sun.
So
first.
According to what?
Do we need the robot to stop the sun?
Maybe.
So
that's what we think.
No, you don't even know what's causing the sun to go crazy. But
global warming.
Global warming.
Clearly. It's heating the sun up.
Okay. Sure.
I played Mario 3. When that sun
is that
gets
what
all whirly up,
oh, that's
pissed,
true. He gets yeah. mad.
He gets close to this.
He gets mad.
I played this game.
He gets
before.
Too close to the earth.
It's true. Somehow Mario survives.
Just jump over the sun, man.
Just jump
have
over it.
Has the SCP Foundation tried jumping over the sun?
They haven't.
We got a cow that does the moon. Why not one that does the sun?
Well,
oh, we need
but
that
what animal?
Fucking spoon, don't we? We need that spoon. All right. What about this?
So to answer your question,
John,
as far as
resurrecting John
which
McCain.
One?
Which
that's
John.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the point. Do we want to help them raise McCain? So. The SCP Foundation does not want necessarily to put all of these SCPs back in the hands of the Church of the Broken God and potentially resurrect some sort of mechanical deity that changes all humanity into robots.
They don't
or something.
Want that.
That doesn't seem
not
good.
Not so much.
That? Okay.
That's just a different apocalypse.
They mostly just want us to ally ourselves to a loose extent to the Church of the Broken God to help us fight the Sarcasists, so that way, you know...
Which I understand, but I feel like every mission that the SCP Foundation is sending their employees on is getting that McCain really, you know,
We're going to a point, you know? Once
then
we get to a point...
Him.
Yeah, exactly.
But, but how do we know that these are all going to link up perfectly, that, like, we're last step away from McCain... and then also we're about to solve the sun problem?
Bro, we've got to just trust in the plan.
Yeah.
That's why we're going on these missions.
Yeah.
For the betterment of humanity.
Yeah. Maybe if the researchers of Site 69 weren't at Chili's.
Yeah, like, there's only like 17 hours left to get this done.
Easy.
Okay. Trust the plan, I guess.
Was there another hand of questions?
Steve was just trying to be cool.
I think Steve
was he's trying to be
out.
Part of
waving
the group.
Waving a gun around or something.
He's just staring to the ceiling now. Ray Charles over there.
You can see in his sunglasses, he's playing fucking From
Wonder.
Software games.
Stevie Wonder, there you go.
No.
I was trying to figure out... What's that SCP protocol, Dennis, where if... Whoopsie, we failed to stop the apocalypse. We just hit the button and it rebuilds the human race.
There's a couple of them. There's one that's it's in Yosemite. The one that
literally
has
Yosemite
a pod
is one that, I'm talking
that just
about.
Repopulates the entire planet.
It's like a Genesis device.
We got a couple whoopsie daisies. It's okay.
There's a few of them.
So we can reboot the season.
Yeah, right? Maybe. Yeah. That's the next season. Like, fix the last season.
I mean...
It's your kids, Shayna. Something's got to be done about your kids. I've got my field agent ready. Let's fucking go.
That would, finally break the trend of our odd seasons being shitty and our even seasons
it's true.
Being
good.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
What season is this?
Eight.
Nice.
Eight. Yeah.
Odd.
Very odd. Damn.
Bizarre.
Yeah. So, the city that you're going to, and I'm going to mispronounce it,
Cleveland.
Iquitos? Iquitos, Peru? It's one of the most...
Spell that?
Iquitos.
It's probably Iquitos.
Iquitos.
I don't think you...
Iquitos. I was close.
If I
said qui instead of key. Okay, I'm so
Iquitos.
Off.
Got it.
Iquitos.
Iquitos. Iquitos.
Iquitos. So you were right.
Okay. You guys giving me shit, and
I
said it right.
I didn't say nothing. I'm with you.
Iquitos.
Iquitos. Okay.
Like you're saying Aikido.
Iquitos.
But then toes at the end.
Okay. Iquitos. That's what I said. All right. So Iquitos, Peru. So this city has no roads that go in and out of it. It does have an airport, but like I said, they have not had any contact with any people in that city. So you are taking a boat up the Amazon River. Down, I guess.
Well, it depends on where we're starting from.
Yeah. It's true.
I hope it's not fucking Rio de Janeiro because it's like 135 degrees there. So,
from the
Amazon.
Next closest city, it's a 2,500 mile boat ride. So,
maybe we're gonna play that.
The city is very remote.
Same Amazon game where you
Ride the Amazon River.
You mean like, Amazon Trail?
Yeah, Amazon Trail.
The Amazon Trail fucking ruled. I was stopped to fish, and there was jaguars, and I got all the jewels.
You take a picture of the Scarlet Macaw?
Yep, that's right.
I have no idea.
Giant bird-eating spider.
Only played Oregon Trail.
Well, Amazon Trail's good. You should play it.
Yeah, it's in color.
Oh, well, okay.
You spearfish and shit.
Sweet, sweet. So, yeah. So you guys are on a boat for a long time. 2,500 miles.
You got to shit over the side.
Yep. Shit over the side.
Pee into a cup and then throw it over.
And you have seen any other boats. You have not seen any other people during this time. It takes quite a few days. But eventually you come to a small port. And you can see that basically just off of the river, there is a city. Now, this is not an advanced city or anything like that, but it is, you know, fairly sizable looking city. But it doesn't look as though you see anybody, at least from the port. Who are my field agents?
Steven.
Hi, my name's Barbara Killinger. You can call me Barb. All right. I have three boys. I am the leader of the church bake sale committee. And all of this around here is super neat.
Okay. Next.
What in the ever-living fuck? Why am I paired with this lady? I am Salvatore Peroni, importer, exporter, and gun for the mob.
Why do all of... How is it that
I'm
all
only
of you
doing
work
one
for
voice.
The SCP?
I know a guy.
Okay. Okay. All right.
The Italians are very good at being in secretive organizations.
Got it. So, Lass.
Oh, boy. My name is Tubbs LeClaire.
Tubbs.
Tubbs LeClaire.
You're a good boy, Tubbs.
Thank you. Tubbs LeClaire. I own a hoagie shop outside of Philadelphia.
Again,
I thought I recognized
why do you,
you
work for the SCP?
Foundation. Shipping.
Shipping.
Yeah.
I didn't say how, in what capacity.
That's
I'm asking
all I'm willing
why.
To tell you.
Shipping.
Shipping.
All right. Fair enough. So the three of you, first off, what gear do you have?
I got a garrote.
Garrote. Okay.
And a gun.
What kind of gun?
Handgun. Like
okay,
9mm.
All right. Sure.
This ain't MTF. We're field agents.
Yeah. You can still have stuff.
All right, well, I got it.
They just don't want you going in there packing like a bazooka. And like a
I got a
50 cal.
Bunch of bazooka bubble gum.
There you go. Don't run out of that bubble gum.
Some Cracker Jack boxes.
Why?
I get hungry. Okay. And I don't want no fucking bake sale shit.
Okay.
I got 15 pounds of uncut salami.
I knew you were going to fucking have sandwich stuff. I knew it.
I got my CPAP machine.
I also have a lot of drugs.
Okay, what kind of drugs?
Heroin.
Heroin, all right.
And cocaine.
Okay.
Because I love speedballing.
Like separate white packages?
One's a little brown, one's a little
one's
white.
One's a little brown, okay. Yeah. I thought they were both white.
A little yellow.
I got a picture of my wife.
Barbara?
You have a wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is
it just you in a wig?
No. That's just
my
what
wife.
She looks like.
She just looks like me in a wig.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
everybody
I brought my deli slicer down with me.
No, you didn't.
A little
those one. Things are fucking heavy.
Well, maybe for you, you pussy. I got one of the pocket ones.
You don't.
How big is this fucking guy?
I got a pocket slicer.
He's a goddamn cave troll.
He's like 6'8". Jesus
six
Christ.
It's like that's a palm slicer for him.
Pounds. Yeah.
Your
it's
boat
so
sank
sweaty
a long
down
time.
Here in South America.
It's a fucking cave troll.
I also
it's not a human.
There's no sub shops down.
I've got like cut off sweatpants for shorts.
Like the Hulk?
Okay.
Sweatpants.
I got
my stretchy
cut about calf size compression socks on.
Okay.
In a very old pair of Reeboks.
I feel attacked right now.
No! My name is Tubbs!
Your name is Tristan!
Those are different.
Those are totally different!
I usually wear my Reeboks here, but I've got my compression sock on right now.
You son of a bitch. Some people
before
call me Chongo.
Before I left to come here, I fed my friend dinner before we got here. Dillup.
Antipasto salad.
Dillup.
Dillup. I also have chronic heart failure disease that brought that with me.
You have chronic heart diseases?
Yeah.
Can't outrun it.
Okay.
I tried.
I'm going to say that if you are serious about bringing your deli slicer, it's not a pocket slicer.
It's a pocket slicer.
It's not. They don't have that. That's called a knife. A pocket slicer is called a knife.
That anaconda would have never killed Eric Stoltz if they had a deli slicer.
That's true. All right, well, then I brought in a big old knife.
Okay. There you go.
And,
I mean, if you want a deli slicer, I'll let you have it, but that's all you're going to be carrying.
It's a meat cleaver. It's not like a pokey. It's a cutty.
That's fine. And choppy.
No, it's a cutty.
It's a choppy.
It's my, I got it from my kids. It's my kid cutty.
To cut your kids?
Yeah.
Why do you cut your kids?
They don't listen.
Yeah. I mean, I think it just sounds
now
like
you just sound like the guy
kid.
Who's always in Bob's Burgers.
I fucking identify with this guy.
Oh, Bob.
You mean Teddy?
Yeah, you sound like Teddy.
I don't sound like Teddy.
You kind of sound like Teddy.
I can fix it.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good impression.
Yeah.
That's
good.
And I got a gun of some sort.
I can't tell the difference between the two.
It's like, I got a gun. It's, glue it's gun.
Fucking covered in salami.
Yeah. I got a glue gun.
You got a glue gun. Got
there
it.
There you go. That's it.
Okay.
So hot down here.
Barbara?
I've got my New Balances with my tube socks because there are a lot of bugs around here. You don't want them biting your ankles, okay? I have my pleated khaki shorts, knee length. Don't forget modesty. Modesty is important, all right? I do have my fanny pack, inside of which are Q-tips, toothpaste. It's not just for brushing your teeth. It's also for bug bites, okay? I've got sunscreen. I know these two knuckleheads forgot, so I brought plenty for everybody, okay? I also have an H&K USP 45 caliber pistol and three extra magazines inside of it, all right? I am a top shot. Look, I'm a Lutheran, okay? I use this thing. Do you understand? I use this thing. Okay. Anyway, I also brought snacks.
It's a hot bake sale.
It's granola.
Ugh. Oh, okay. It's boring. Literally got a bake sale.
Hey, Tubbs, you want some Cracker Jacks?
No, I didn't bring any insulin down here with me. It's going to spike me. I just know it.
Jesus.
Okay. So.
You don't look good.
You have a guy driving your boat for you, by the way.
What's his name?
He hasn't talked to you the entire time.
Hey!
He's just been ignoring you. He faces away.
Hey, bud.
Does he look like John Voight?
No.
Hey, bud.
Good.
Bodie McBoat, bro.
What do you want?
What's your fucking name?
Name's on point.
On point.
Was not expecting
all right.
you to be American.
I came down here after Vietnam.
Oh my God.
All right, shut up.
Hold on, what year?
Shut up and drive.
Well, hold on, what year is it?
If I know it's...
Oh my God.
No, what year is it right now?
I know, I believe it's...
He doesn't know he has CTE.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's 1989.
The year is 1989.
Yeah,
pretty sure. That's when Rocky 3 came out.
You escaping or Apollo
Rocky
fucking Creed or something?
I don't know who that is.
All right, shut up and drive.
Yeah,
well, I'm parked.
I'm so sad that I talked to you.
I literally, we got you.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Thank you for your service.
Voice and head, I forgot to tell you, I always bring my Nikon everywhere. You never know when memories are going to happen.
Why don't you just use your fucking phone like a normal person?
Sure.
Look at me.
I find Ka-ting. Cell phones Ka-ting. And screens really cut down on family time. All we have is Nokias.
Uh-huh.
Nokias.
The old ones with the changeable faces? They're so fun.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mine's Jesus.
Oh. The face of Christ.
But the fun one where he's breaking the cross and he's a bodybuilder? Oh.
I haven't seen that one.
Jesus
Take
said,
me,
fuck
Lord.
This, and he flexed himself off the cross.
That's right.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So, yeah, you're parked.
I get off the fucking boat.
Okay.
And
okay.
I walk towards the town, and I hope that these fucking knuckleheads don't come with me. I walk briskly so that Fatso.
I was going to say, Tubbs certainly isn't walking briskly.
Sal, slow down
now.
He
has a brisk, but that's an iced tea.
We have to stick together, okay? That's why I got us these matching t-shirts.
Wow, Sal actually can walk pretty.
I'm going to athletic to get over there.
Okay.
19 on the die.
Oh, wow. You're fucking. All of a sudden, just.
He's got a large.
It's like an earthquake when he runs. Like,
I'm not running.
At 19, you are.
Boys like had the matching t-shirts I got us are bright orange for easy visibility, and they say SCP Family Vacation 89.
Okay. It's not actually 1989.
I thought it'd be a fun we can role play like it's 89. We have our leg warmers.
I've got my.
You brought a shirt big enough for Tubbs. Is it like a?
I got my Zima.
It's the '80s. Do a
is
lot
it a
of
tarp?
Coke and vote for Ronald Reagan.
Like, did you just get an orange tarp and scrawl SCP Family Vacation?
No, I had them made at the print shop before we went on the mission.
They don't have shirts that big at the print shop.
Oh shit, Barb! You want a bump?
That's a tarp. He's 475 pounds.
Oh, fucking
my husband's not here. Let's go.
You doing coke Woo! Right off the
Woo!
Bat? Okay.
Party girls.
Tubbs, are you going to do some coke?
I don't think that
should
be good
sure,
for
be great
heart.
For your heart. Yeah, that's good.
I already right, have congenital heart right, failure.
Okay. So you guys
it's so hot,
start walking. It is so hot and so humid, and you are now dressed even warmer with a big, giant t-shirt that has no breathing in it because it is
we're not
going to
get separated
cheaply.
It's poly ester over here. I'm not wearing
it's
that.
It's 50-50 cotton.
To be honest, no breathing is kind of what I do.
I don't know any of the words you said.
We just keep walking. Whatever you said. Whatever you said, buddy.
Tongue sloshing around. That's all I heard.
Why did they send me here?
That did not.
How did you get on this mission?
What did they do?
What did you fucking do?
What did I do to be sent here?
What did you fucking do?
I missed my wife.
Did you say you're in shipping? What shipping error did you make, I wonder?
Oh, he's in shipping like Sal is in sanitation.
I don't think he's
wife.
A crime boss. I think he just fucked up an order. They said, go to fucking Peru. That's where you go. Tubbs.
I'm supposed to meet a coffee maker down here.
And if you make it back alive. Is it butt stuff? Did you just draw butt stuff again?
Not yes. Butt. It's called dick butt.
Dick butt.
Oh, boy.
Is my dick butt still there?
Anyway, we walk into the fucking city.
Okay. You guys walk into this city. And you notice as soon as you get off the dock, and you haven't seen any animals. You haven't heard any insects.
Thank God.
Dead.
I was worried about the fucking mosquitoes.
Yeah, well, nothing. And as you get closer to going into the city itself, you notice that there are bodies strewn about. And it looks as though there was quite the battle.
Oh, shit.
In this city.
Body battle.
Barbara.
Body battle.
Yes?
How long has that one been dead?
I stick my fingers in his anus, voice, and head to see how long he's been dead.
Is he still, like, room temperature warm, or?
This is a well-known technique used by the priests at my school.
I check my phone to see what the temperature is outside.
The temperature outside is about 85, but with humidity, it feels like 135.
Okay, so they definitely would feel cooler at 85.
How's that butthole feeling, voice and head?
What? It's not warm, so it seems like they've been dead for a little while. However, this body looks a little off. It has like gears on its like elbows and joints, there are random wires sticking out of its skin, and its eyes look like those old-timey like movie reels.
Huh.
So, yeah.
I'll give it.
The hair also kind of looks like wires. The skin itself looks a little metallic, but it's still organic.
I'm going to rip his head off.
Okay.
With your hands, voice, and head.
Well, can I use...
I want you to know, because you love it when this happens, I already know what this one is.
Good. And you already know that you fucked up.
Yep.
Okay.
Keep an eye on me, boys.
Tubbs, what did you get for your strength to rip off the head?
One. I don't know what you're saying.
One? One.
Fucking,
Tubbs, you go down there and you grab the sides of this head and you go to pull and your hands are so slippery you immediately just roll backwards and just roll for a solid 5-10 feet.
Oh, I'm stuck on my back.
Yes, how'd you like do that? Turtle. The ground is level.
Somebody's gonna spin me.
Spin me.
Spin me around!
Okay. I give him a little push with my foot, a foot
now
push.
Now you're spinning me in a circle!
He's a turtle.
Come on, get up.
You could do it.
I'm not getting you. I'm not helping you get up just because you decided to throw a little temper tantrum right here, mister.
It's not that I threw a temper tantrum.
Okay. I need you two to roll me a perception check with disadvantage.
Okay.
Because you're preoccupied with being a turtle and playing with a turtle.
Wow, my first roll
14.
Was crit 20.
Okay.
My second roll was a 6.
Okay. You don't see anything, Mr. Turtle. Meanwhile.
Meanwhile.
You know what?
Meets beats.
Meets beats, so that means.
Sal back into an alley away from y'all.
Yeah.
In the shade.
Yeah. So Sal disappears from your group. You see him.
I see him
away.
Disappear?
Yeah, you see him sneak into an alley.
I see him Homer Simpson into an alley.
Yeah.
Sal, where are you going?
I'm looking for some contacts that I might have.
Can you come out here and talk to me instead of talking to me from across the house? Okay?
Somebody, Barbara, can we get up real quick?
Oh, my God.
Is he
I
dead
help
yet?
Him up.
He's not dead.
I'm not even close to dead. I feel I'm peak physical stamina right now.
Yeah.
I get up.
Okay. Take your nitroglycerin pills. Let's go.
Yeah, I don't feel good.
Okay. Well, let's follow Sal into that alley he disappeared into stealthily.
All right.
I'm around the corner.
Now, there's more bodies all over the place.
I ain't touching shit.
And all the bodies look relatively the same in terms of, you know, the same eyes, the same sort of skin, the gears on the joints, the wires. In terms of, like, their wounds, it seems like they've all been shot or stabbed. Looks like they were attacked by something you're not sure. Now, you know, because you've been given instructions, that you were supposed to go to the water treatment plant.
That's where I'm headed.
There will be an item for you to pick up, and I'm assuming one of you has the briefcase that you're supposed to put
it.
All right, Lugo. Yeah,
hold on, let's roll. Yeah. Just
a fanny pack is like a briefcase for your
15.
Hips.
Yeah, you got a briefcase.
I got it. It's handcuffed to my... Double handcuffed to my... triple handcuffed to my wrist.
You say you got a fucking cleaver in there?
Yeah.
Just checking.
I got a cleaver here.
Yeah, I can see it.
I got a cleaver right here.
I can smell it, too.
I didn't wear underpants because of how hot it is.
You can't just handcuff all the cuffs to the briefcase and stick your hand through the chain. That's not how handcuffing works.
I'm a junkyard dog.
What about a bomber?
It's because his hand couldn't fucking hold the briefcase part. He needed a bigger...
He's like a raccoon.
All
right. Get his hand out of the jar.
I lead us to... this water treatment plant.
Okay. I lead us to Cletus.
Is there anything else you want to investigate along the way to the water?
No, I've seen Star Trek. I know Borgs when I see him.
Okay.
When you say they have movie reels.
Yeah, like old school.
Like projector.
Yeah.
Does that mean I could...
could you see the last thing they saw?
Yeah, could I Wild Wild West Jim West this? By
potentially.
Like shining a light into their...
Or like you could try and remove the eyes and like do like
yeah, you
some
could
experiments.
Fucking touch
There's
those
plenty
bodies
of
anyway.
Eyes to...
Would I have proficiency because I'm a butcher in a hoagie shop?
To remove an eye?
No, but to, like, decapitate one of them.
Are you...
And put a flashlight in there.
Tubbs?
And then hold it at
Tubbs.
The wall.
Let me. Please. I'm begging you.
Like, you what?
There's lots of bodies
to pull the eyes out.
I don't want to pull the
He just wants to stick a flashlight up in there.
I want to stick a flashlight.
He literally wants to pull a Wild Wild West.
So I just don't want him to touch him because I'm metagaming.
You swing the cleaver, and she'll pull the head up, and you shine the flashlight up there.
He's already touched.
Survival? 4.
To what?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, I'm just going to...
I'm keeping my fucking hands clean.
I try to chop, but my hand is just too slow.
What'd you get with your survival?
8.
You hit it. You just don't hit it quite straight on, and it just gets kind of lodged in there.
You got to fucking do it in one, bud.
And like a reddish, blackish liquid sort of flows out ever so slowly.
I leave the knife there.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Is it blood or transmission fluid, voice and head?
Don't know.
Blood
it's
Mission.
It's reddish, blackish color.
Why don't you taste it and find
yeah,
it?
Yeah, lick it.
God damn it. How many midichlorians are in it? Why don't you tell me that, Barbara?
Yeah.
I've been working on my car every single week since I was 13, and I've been bleeding from my vagina every single week since I was 12.
Every
I think
week?
I know the difference between transmission fluid and blood.
I think if you've been bleeding every week, you should see a doctor.
It's look, I have a lot of periods. I'm extremely fertile.
Every week.
And the doctors don't take my pain seriously.
I am chock full of eggs is what my gynecologist told me. I am an Easter basket. That is what they call me down there at the clinic.
30 years to get diagnosed with endometriosis. These fucking male doctors, I swear to God. Now,
fan
I know
male
the difference.
Doctors?
Yeah. She's just whining.
Do you know how many male gynecologists there are? It's ridiculous.
Most male.
Now, you will tell me. You will tell me what whether it's transmission fluid or blood.
Like an intelligence roll? Or?
Yeah, what'd you roll?
I rolled lived experience voice and head.
So are you tasting it or just looking at it? What are you doing
fucking
with it?
16. I'm examining it with my eyes and maybe smelling it a little bit. Give it a little sniff. Give it a little whiff.
It's definitely...
I waft.
Sore, sure. It definitely has like an alkaline sort of smell to it. So you think it's somewhere in between possibly a transmission fluid and a blood.
Man, last time I saw someone have black blood like that, they had fucking been infected in the arm for weeks. This is bad. Shut up.
Sal, are you having a fuck? Is he having a heat stroke?
No, he's just existing. That's just his existence.
Let's slink in the shadows towards the water treatment plant where there'll be fucking water.
Are you guys shoving a flashlight up his head?
No, that's a dumb fucking idea.
That deli slicer down. And walk like a normal person.
I'm gonna
just having a stroke.
Go into my pack.
You are literally dying.
And take that roll of uncut salami out.
Okay.
And just start
just Popeye with salami. Yeah, that won't spike your blood sugar.
It doesn't have carbs in it.
It's not even summer sausage. What are you doing?
It's dehydrated sausage.
It's raw.
It's dehydrated sausage?
It's double cured. It's gonna cure me. You'll see. I'm on
salt diet.
Salami.
I'm on this pure salt meat diet.
It's called Gackens.
Gackens.
You
Guckens.
Yeah, I get it.
Every time I hear the street, I hear guck 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 guck.
It's Tubbs
LeClaire.
That's
a Kendrick Lamar joke.
Okay.
Did we make it to the...
So you're just... Okay, so you're skipping over the examination of the eyes.
No, fuck this shit.
And going
it's
to the...
dumb. They're dumb. Take me to the water plant. Okay. I'm walking without them if they're
I'm
not
a businessman.
Are
I'm
you
not
two done. Following him or trying to really
yeah,
go
we'll
ahead with this
plan?
Yeah,
we'll follow him. I rolled a 16 on my look at the eyes. Oh, that was a blood. Never
that was
mind.
To check the blood. You didn't try and do anything with the eyes.
And I did it. I did it so good. I follow Sal.
Okay. You guys continue on.
You have any more cocaine?
Yeah, I've got a ton of cocaine. All right, so like as I'm going and looking at these bodies, are they in various stages of mechanicalness, or are they like...
No, it looks like the whole city's pretty much mechanized for the most part.
But there's no like half-assimilated people who have been shot just like all the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't see that.
They look like replicants.
The name of this episode is The Industrial Revolution and Its Consequences.
Sure. So you don't... And again, you don't hear any. There are no birds. There are no insects. There are
good.
No maggots or anything like that. It is
what about
dead
moles?
Quiet. No moles.
Giant bird eating spiders?
Nope.
They're not just technically insects.
Just a set of tubs breathing.
Water noises.
Fish? Fish
I mean,
jumping
in
the distance?
In the street? No, you don't see any fish.
Catfish are jumping.
Are they in the
jaguars
river? Maybe, but you don't see them here.
Jaguars.
You also
are
haven't seen any jaguars.
Is there any milk?
You haven't seen any jaguars.
I feel there's like
not
I
even feel, a luxury car.
I feel like Barbara would say jaguars.
Jaguars.
Jaguar. Do I see any jaguars?
You don't see any jaguars.
Mm.
All right, let's go to that shit plant.
We're across the street from it.
Okay. I'm so you go ahead to the water treatment facility. This building actually looks a lot more modernized than the rest of the buildings in this town. Because the rest of the buildings are made with, like, sheets of metal and...
Let's go for the Peruvian sun.
But this one looks like it's concrete
and
steel. Jacked. And definitely looks like it's more advanced.
They got air conditioning.
When you open the door, it appears as though they do have air conditioning.
I bolt it. I slap everyone out of the way.
This is nice.
You slap everyone out of the way?
Yeah, don't fucking like touch me. I get out of the way.
Okay.
I run through like a rhinoceros.
Sal, what is he doing?
He's
dropped my
dime. Sal, get over by that window over there. The light is perfect. Sal.
I already took a picture.
I'm going to take a picture of you, Sit. You stand over by that window right now.
I'm looking for fucking spicy cheese sauce, all
I'll
right?
touch you with my mechanic don't anus hands. I'm swear already, to God. Stand over
I'm
by the
standing
window.
Standing there. I'm looking at my okay. phone.
So.
I take a picture.
Of?
It's of Sal standing by the window looking at his phone. It's beautiful.
Okay.
It's a statement on modern capitalism and windows.
I'm shopping for cheese, bitch.
Okay.
And cheese.
You take your artistic photo of Sal Juan hyperventilating Kanye. Next to a window and having a minor, I don't even know, next to God moment because he's in the air conditioning.
Oh, you mean Tubbs LeClaire.
Sorry, Tubbs.
Tubbs.
Sorry, Tubbs.
God damn it.
Tubbs is so happy.
It feels good.
He shits his pants.
I finally feel good enough to fart. I was worried
it's
out
got,
there.
It's got air filters.
Can you go outside to do that?
I can't wait to get inside.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
How?
It's in why? It's in his fat folds.
Your ding dong. So you go into this water treatment stink. Facility, and you don't see any people. There are no bodies in here. So it looks as though the mechanized people didn't bother to ever come in here. So looks
too
like
much
it's fairly
shit.
Looks like it's fairly automated. And when you enter in the main door, it's a hallway, and then there is another door that says authorized personnel only, keep out. And it's in like a bunch of different languages.
I'll show you authorized, and I pick that lock.
Okay. Roll to pick lock.
You did this.
I did not. I got a nat 20.
My fucking die fell
it's
off
your
the
hand,
table
you idiot.
And went into my hoodie pocket.
You pick that lock with ease. Like, you have done this
I have
many,
done it a
many
lot
times.
Since I was a little baby.
Yeah. And yeah, the door just pops open. And you can hear the whirring of machinery inside. So it looks as though it's still running. It's just nobody's in here.
What kind of machinery?
Well, so as soon as you enter into the door, the lights kick on. And it looks like you're in a hallway. Mm-hmm. Again, everything's very sterile. This lots of cool grays and concrete
tubs.
And whatnot. Not Tubbs, though. Tubbs is not sterile.
Tubbs is rotting from the inside.
He's, yeah, inside and out at this point. And as you sort of continue down this hallway, there are a series of windows on your left, and you see that it's a water treatment facility inside. So you have these large swirling containers that are, your guess is, purifying the water,
uh-huh,
and treating it and whatnot. But that's what you hear. That's the machinery you see going.
I ain't drinking that water.
Yeah. But
no
you
way.
Also notice that there seems to be this other device with a strange light emitting from it.
Oh, hey, that's the one we need.
In the center of this room. So there's like a little bit of a stared incline and then a catwalk that goes over these larger devices, and then that one device is in the middle. It looks like there's a bunch of tubes coming out of it and going
right
into the water.
And that's the thing we're supposed to put in the briefcase?
That is what they told you.
All right. Does it look like it's going to fit in that briefcase?
Well, so are you going over to it?
Fuck yeah. I wouldn't get the fuck out of here. The
so
Borg
it looks
are
like
coming.
The device or the machinery itself, too big. But it does have like a little door, which again is locked. It's like a little hatch.
Well, I get out my fucking tools.
Sure.
16? Jimmy?
It takes you a little bit, but yes, you do eventually pick the lock. And
that's how I got this job.
You
Tubbs,
open it up.
Wake up!
And there
no
is
sleeping on the catwalk.
Sorry.
A vial of, or like a tube, if you will, of this very bright green liquid. It looks very thick. And it looks as though that is what's being pumped into the water supply.
That ain't good.
Would you describe it as ooze?
It's a little oozy. It's a little thick.
Do you think it maybe has a secret?
Tell me your secrets!
Well, you can touch it and yell at it or whatever. But yeah, so it looks like it's locked in almost like a fuse almost.
A fuse.
I hate you. I hate you. But yeah, so that's what you notice. It's sort of locked into this thing. And there are a number of wing nuts and whatnot that you can, like, take apart, and that should allow you to sort of pull this thing out, or at least unlodge
it. Yeah, let's unlodge that shit, put it in the briefcase, and stroll out of here like heroes.
Okay.
So, as you're unlodging it, roll me a sleight of hand or a dex save.
Sal.
How do girls just not do this all the time, with or people with long hair in general?
Got a 16.
So, you are careful to, when you pull it out, that none of the liquid lands on you. And you actually put it in the briefcase. There's like a little stopper in there.
Yeah, too. Easy.
Put it in there. No pig. No big deal.
No pig
deal.
I'm not a pig.
Distracted by steam. And you close the briefcase and you have it. Now, according to your instructions, you're supposed to take that back to, the beach where the, what you call it's located. But you might want to call the SCP location first.
Sal. Sorry, I'm Sal.
You're Sal.
God damn it, Tubbs. Tubbs, march. You got the briefcase, fucking
back
go.
Back out of the heat.
We
you
just
go,
got
Tubbs.
Here.
I cock my gun. Fucking go.
I need to use the bathroom. Fucking,
by the way.
Take off the briefcase.
Tubbs, you can shit on the way.
By the way.
We got shit at home, she says.
Yeah?
By the way, Tubbs and Barb.
Con save?
No. You guys just both feel kind of like...
clicky?
Like you're a little confused. Like you just have like a little feeling of confusion. Like you don't really know what's going
my
on anymore.
Sugar's low.
Yeah, almost a little lightheaded.
Any perception on my part to like?
I applied sunscreen. I don't understand.
And you're feeling kind of stiff in the joints a little bit.
I examine them.
How do you examine?
I perceive with a 19. Insight with a 19 either.
Just looking at them?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows with Tubbs, because that man is a walking medical issue. Barb, again, this could all just be related to heat exhaustion.
Why did you give me bad shit,
and
Sal?
The cocaine that you gave her.
I feel great.
You feel great, but you do it all the time. Barb doesn't necessarily do it all the time.
Tubbs, give me that briefcase.
My groin is itchy.
Tubbs, give me that briefcase.
Hold on, here. I need both hands to scratch my groin.
I get the briefcase from him.
I have an itchy groin because I'm sweating.
Okay.
I'm going to pick lock on the fucking handcuffs because that's easier.
It just slides off.
Oh, okay. I take it without touching him. His gross, itchy dick.
Okay. But you're taking the briefcase that he was holding on to. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
I'm grabbing, but not like the same.
Not
I'm grabbing
the handle.
I'm grabbing the bottom.
Well, I don't know why you're being so paranoid now all of a sudden.
They look stiff. I'm walking out of here.
Look, they look a little stiff. not like, you know.
It's probably just being cooped up on that boat for 2,500 miles.
True. I take another bump and I run out of here. Fuck these guys.
Okay.
You come back here with that cocaine, Jones. Mister.
I'm going to start chasing him.
Okay, good luck, buddy.
What do you mean, good luck?
Good luck.
All right. I rolled a 12 for my deck stats, so it's plus one.
Do I get a bonus to athletics since I'm...
A bonus? Or,
yeah.
Because he's
on cocaine.
I'm on fucking high. I'm on uppers.
Cocaine?
So I'd get...
So I am I.
Yeah.
I'll give you plus two.
All right. I get an 18 for athletics to run.
All right. You run out of the building.
Fuck these kids.
Middle linebacker.
20
years ago.
University.
Hey, Tubbs. Bishop Shanahan High School.
Roll your athletics.
I got three.
So Tubbs, you run a couple of steps, which causes, like, you running on a metallic ground is just doom, doom, doom. At which point you immediately fall forward just in exhaustion. Just like
Salami.
You have exerted yourself so much. Salami was a bad choice. It's true. You should have. Barb, what are you doing?
Someone help me up.
I mean, I was going to run.
Okay. You could give chase.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what his deal is.
That's right.
He could
I don't
be
know
a double
what
agent.
Fucking deal is.
The drugs will make everyone paranoid.
I drop a little baggie of cocaine behind me so Barbara will stop to pick it up.
That's not going to satisfy me.
And then some heroin. Speedball.
Now we're talking.
Die like Belushi.
All right, so what are you rolling for your running after him?
athletics.
I read the rules of D&D, and I actually don't have to tell you what I rolled. I know that.
All right, I go
okay.
faster.
Yeah, he goes okay, faster.
I go
then.
Faster.
Shit.
I mean, you get a plus two. You
How could that possibly have backfired?
You get a plus two to your mystery roll, but it's, you know, since I don't know what it is, I'll just assume it was a two.
It's 10.
So yeah, not as fast.
I'm shutting doors behind me.
Sure.
Hoping they lock.
What? Okay. But we're out in the open now.
Yeah, we got out of the building. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Out. You're running towards the boat.
And I'm trying not to fucking touch any of these bodies as I'm running through the.
Okay.
Something's up.
There's quite a bit.
I've seen Star Trek. I know what Borg are.
Okay. So you're running towards the boat.
And I'm yelling to
John Voight.
To fucking, what's his name?
I don't think we ever said what his name was.
Oh, to Sylvester Stallone to start the fucking boat. Start the boat!
What?
Start the boat!
All right. I'll start the boat.
We get to win this time.
Yeah.
I athletics with a 27 to fucking jump to the boat and tell him to go.
All right, so he starts the boat, and he sees you running, and he sees What's-Her-Face running in the distance behind. No one sees Tubbs, because Tubbs is on his back like a turtle.
I've opened up my shirt that I'm wearing. I rip it open because it's like a button-down.
Okay.
And I take out my salami.
You don't have a button-down. She gave
How
you matching shirts.
How did you get
shirts.
A job here?
I rip it
Shipping.
Open.
Salami Tubbs.
Okay.
And I take out my salami.
Okay.
And I put it under my armpit.
Why?
And then I pull it out, and I start eating it.
Why?
Extra salt.
Extra salt
diet. Duh.
It's disgusting.
Among Gackens.
Bilbo Gackens. Oh, that's the worst. Okay. So.
I'm going to stand up and go to the bathroom.
Are you going to shit your pants?
No, I go to the bathroom.
I piss my pants.
Into the public water supply?
Is there like a shower here? Or
no.
Anything?
There are vats of spinning water. You could jump into any of them.
No.
But you're probably not going to be able to get back out.
I can't swim.
Can't swim. All right. Can't get up. Can't swim.
There's got to be a toilet here.
Not that you see.
There's got to be a toilet here.
I mean, you're on the ground.
I stand up.
Do you?
Yeah.
Athletics check.
I thought he was. Isn't it like a catwalk with like a metal grate? Can't you just go through the?
I figured he was still in the hallway.
Yeah, I'm in the hallway. 18.
Yeah, you eventually roll over towards the wall and just use that to push yourself up, and you do happen to notice a restroom sign.
I lunge towards it.
You lunge towards
yeah.
it? All right. You get to the bathroom. And as you get to the bathroom, that's where we're going to take a break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Philip D., the imaginary nomad himself, coming to you once again to talk about patreon.com/botchpodcast. Must be the middle of the show. That's right. It's the Patreon ad that everyone fast forwards. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Head on over to patreon.com/botchpodcast. Look at the different tiers. See where it works for you for support. And we look forward to seeing you in the Discord. Now, let's get back to the episode.
And we're back.
I look in the mirror.
You're horrified with what you see. A disgusting blowfish of a human.
I take out the picture
What's
of
that?
My
Oh, you're
wife.
A blobfish is what you look like.
When you take him out of the ocean. I look at me.
Same person with a wig. It's not even a wig. You just drew hair on your own picture and put glasses on them.
I'm not coming home from this shipping.
And then you put a little
Tiffany.
Lipstick on the picture.
I take a drink of water out of the toilet.
So there's a sink, but you drink out of the toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, it's the cleanest looking toilet you've ever seen. But
no, not for long.
That's how you christen it? You have to drink a little of the water before you expel?
Yeah.
Okay, you drink toilet water. It's fine.
I'm going to leave the door open.
I would like to know what the end game of this plan is.
I don't know what it is.
I'm going to go to the bar and order a Peruvian toilet water.
Which is why we are just letting it go.
Where do you see yourself in 5 minutes, Stubbs?
Dead. Like Elvis. Pants around his ankles.
Yeah. Sandwich in his hand. I dip that pepperoni into the water.
Into the heroin baggie that I
saw. So you sit on the toilet seat and dip the pepperoni into the water and then eat it.
And then I close my eyes.
And you release the fury of your innards.
I don't need to know how. I just need to know why.
Yeah. I'm curious, too.
He's going to become a Borg.
So yeah, you literally just destroy this bathroom.
It's air conditioned in here.
Yeah?
That's the best place to go.
I'm not going back out there. We just got here.
This is where I live now.
Don't wait for me.
Don't wait.
And if they don't, somebody else will come by for old tubs.
Okay.
And if somebody doesn't speak English, I'll call Tucker.
Okay.
Have him get me out of here again.
Okay. So,
free salami for life, Tucker. Come on.
Meanwhile, not...
I was going to say, Monkey Tubbs.
Using the bathroom.
My little nephew, Tuck-Tuck.
He's definitely not related to you.
Oh, certainly related.
He's definitely not.
He might...
His mother is my...
If he was, you wouldn't be down here.
So do I, like, catch up to the boat before it leaves?
So, roll me another athletics check. As
Nat 20.
Oh, okay. So, Sal had run to the boat and told the boat driver to...
Go.
Go.
He's like, oh, I'll get to go.
And so the boat starts to leave. You... For whatever reason, catch a second wind. Like
I've been going to Pilates.
The cocaine just kicked in, and yes, like the you hear the bionic woman noises. And yeah, you take off running. There's a little dust cloud that goes behind you, and you leap off the dock, and it's like slow motion. The camera's under you as you're going over it. And you land on the back of the boat next to the boat driver. He's like, "Ooh, pretty impressive."
Whew. You almost forgot me, Sal.
How does she look?
She looks fine.
Hey, girl.
She looks winded, but fine.
My husband doesn't have to know.
You want a speedball?
Kinda.
And? Doing cocaine.
Are you trying to make me overtip?
No.
Here, keep just doing these drugs.
Are you trying to Farley me?
Keep doing these drugs. It's fine.
I mean, as long as you just stay on the other side of the boat, because you might be Borged.
Okay. You're kidding.
How am I going to take bumps off your dick from the other side of the boat?
I saw that in college.
Okay. So.
Yeah, have some Cracker Jacks.
Yep. So you are on the boat, and your satellite phone starts to go off.
Hey, guys.
Nope.
You forgot me.
He definitely does
not have a satellite phone.
I answered that satellite phone. Hey, this is Peroni.
Which we have. Jessica? Or which one? What's Phil's researchers?
Jessica.
Oh, it was Jessica. Okay. Yeah. Jessica, you're going to be the one that's answering because your character's taking a shit.
That's fine.
Okay.
Go for Peroni, I said.
I was going to say, it was still tough for a while.
did you get what you needed from the broken water facility down in Peru?
Yeah, it's in my hands right now.
All right, well, we're going to send an extraction team to get you out of there ASAP. Wait for the helicopters to just come in and take all of you out.
Out?
To Chili's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
To Chile.
Chile. That's where we're going to extract you out of.
I would like to report an incident of harassment against me by my coworker, Barbara.
We don't have an HR department. We keep everything kind of locked up too tight, so we'll pay for your therapy, but that's about it.
amnestics. You don't even know what harassment is
yet.
Yeah.
We'll give you a little bit of therapy, neck therapy with this needle, and everyone will be just dead.
You won't remember what happened. It's fine.
That's all right. I don't feel too harassed, actually. Just playing hard to get.
Is there anything else you want to tell the site?
So, like, what's up with the robot
blood? I thought there was three of you.
Tubbs didn't make it.
What does that mean?
He wouldn't leave the air conditioning.
Okay, so there wasn't an incident where he, like, had to handle any of the robots or bionic
boys? Oh, yeah, he definitely tried to rip one of their heads off. What happens if you handle them?
Well, you're not supposed to touch them whatsoever.
Oh.
Because you're slowly going to be taken over by nanobots.
And if
that
you
will turn you into a cyborgic nightmare.
So if
Sal,
if
we are you going to sit down for this or what?
Yeah, I'll be right there, babe. If I knew that someone had done such a thing, would it be protocol to, like, 86 them or what?
Let me, go. 1 second.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. Kill and destroy the body. Don't let it fall into anything that could, like, contaminate other stuff.
Am I on speakerphone?
No. Okay. I have the volume turned way down.
First and foremost, I gotta give you this test. Are you familiar with the Turing test real quick there, bud?
Yeah, I've watched Blade Runner.
Okay. I'm gonna go through that. Does he seem to be an androidic
Why is the turtle on its back?
Okay,
I don't understand.
We go. Good, okay.
Well, then, now that I've cleared you for extraction, if anybody else in your party needs to be terminated precisely immediately, none of that should be coming back.
Okay. Hey, Barbara.
Yeah?
I'm gonna put this phone down. She wants to talk to you, all right?
Okay.
And I step away.
Okay.
And then...
Hi!
You sure?
Hello?
Yeah, there's... She shoots herself twice in the back of the head.
Hello?
Okay. So she's just on the boat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going near her.
Okay.
Is there like a push broom? Into the water?
He said don't put her in anything that'll contaminate a lot of stuff. Like the Amazon River.
Okay. hey, boatman.
Yeah, me?
You got like a containment tank down here?
A containment tank?
For the body.
I mean, I was just gonna look the other way.
What about fire? You got fire up in here?
Yeah, I got a flamethrower.
Alright, let's burn this thing.
Oh, okay. I feel like that would be unadvised to let it run fire on our boat while
Well, helicopters
on it.
I will keep the blood on the boat, and then we'll burn the body.
What? So you want me to part the boat?
Wait for the helicopters, then we burn the boat and the body. You'll be reimbursed.
Really like the boat, but all
you
right.
Get a new boat.
All right,
a shiny boat.
I don't like shiny boats. Make me think of Nom.
All right.
I like a dull boat.
Look at the boats, George. Look at the boats, George. Look at all the boats.
I got one boat.
So I take a look at the captain station. Do I feel reasonable that I could pilot this boat now that it's running by myself?
It's just a stick to steer.
Okay. And the motor's running?
Yeah. He's just standing there.
I shoot
holding
him.
One goal.
Roll to attack.
22.
Okay.
Look, little Rambo on my ass.
So you shoot him.
Uh-huh.
It hits him. And he's like, I don't know what that was about.
And he, like, pulls out this red bandana and just ties it around.
I shoot him again.
Roll to attack.
And also the same roll.
Okay, so you hit him. It looks like this one hits him in the foot. And he pulls out this bow and arrow, and the end of the arrow looks like
dynamite.
It's a large explosive. And he's like...
What is he like, Dennis?
Live for nothing. We'll die for something.
And he's gonna fire this
nope,
off.
Nope, I got the briefcase.
I don't know
he
what that is.
Fuck this guy.
I don't know. I don't work for the SCP.
I swim away. I dive.
You dive into
the
water?
Dive in the water.
Roll
for piranhas.
Where dynamite is not as explosive.
Actually, it's way worse.
I know.
It's so much worse.
I swim with a 12.
Well, it's more to jump off the boat before he shoots you with
12.
An arrow.
So I'm taking evasive action.
Yo, Adrian.
And he shoots you as you're in midair. The arrow hits you and you explode into a million pieces. And the briefcase flies off and lands on the, like, just off of the riverbank.
Yeah, nobody shoots me on my own boat.
And the helicopters come.
And the helicopters come. And they land and they're like, one of you, you guys could be the helicopter people. You see a burning, like, thing in the water of the river, and this boat guy's just driving his boat down the river with multiple gunshot wounds. and a dead body on the boat.
On point?
Wait!
On point!
God damn, why is he leaving?
What?
It's Tubbs.
Is it Tubbs? Where's Tubbs?
I came all the way out here.
You ran down the river?
The boat left?
Roll, you know what? Proactively or retroactively, roll me an athletics check times two.
Times two?
Like do two athletics checks.
So 19 for the first one.
All right, you got your second wind after you.
20 for the second one.
You know what? So after you emptied your bowels, that really put a pep in your step. So much so that you forgot you put your pants back on.
Yeah.
You're pantless.
It's hot out
here. You also
here.
Did not white, so your legs are covered in shit.
Excuse me, I did my best.
Yeah.
Didn't have a rag on a stick like I have at home.
Sure. Helicopter lands. The briefcase is there. It's a little singed and dented a bit, but it's there. Two people or one? You know what? Just Steve, I guess.
Yeah,
Steve, whatever character you have, hops off the helicopter. You see a pantless man with shit running at a great speed, large man, and you also see a boat driving down the river. There's some fire.
I shoot the gorilla in the head.
Okay, roll to shoot in the head.
This is gonna be a 24.
Yeah,
that doesn't beat my AC.
Oh yeah,
his salami helmet.
His head turns into a kangaroo. As he's like, blah, 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 his
Tango
head
down.
Just rips open and just. Boom, goes everywhere, and he drops.
I look at the guy over on the boat, I give him a thumbs up.
What about the body on the boat?
Yeah, there is a body on the boat.
I motion at him, I'm like, briefcase? You know, briefcase?
And he points towards the riverbank near where you are. Like, near the, there's some, like, reeds or something. There's, like, a dent.
I look around for it.
You see it. It's right there.
Fantastic. I get it. I pick it up. I give him another thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see you back at base.
Please don't come.
You just missile him from the air, dumbass.
I see you back at base.
Okay, see you there.
We're gonna fight the Russians.
Guess you're gonna take this boat.
He's just going down a river.
Oh my god.
He can't go up, right? Because there's no motor. He's just.
It's got a motor.
Oh, it's got a motor, okay.
Yeah, he's the only thing he has is a little steering paddle thing.
Goes one speed.
Yeah.
Brad to Besa. Package secure.
Oh,
everybody's dead except for On Point. What's that guy's deal?
Oh, we don't really, it's better not to interact.
I think he got my scent.
Yeah.
He said he's coming back to base.
Oh, that's not good. We're gonna have to put you through decontamination off-site.
He was licking his lips.
Napalm him from the sky! Yeah, why don't you get back in there and probably,
it's fine.
If he dies.
He can't kill anybody in a helicopter.
I'm en route.
Alright, so you're going after the boat now?
You have to destroy the body on the boat because it'll contaminate the Amazon.
Why do I have to destroy the body on the boat?
There's also Fat Man's body in the wild.
Nanites will get in the water supply. You can
run down a little bit. Hey, On Point. On Point.
Yeah.
Is there a body? Is there a body with you in the boat?
Yeah.
Can you set it on fire?
Gives you a thumbs up.
Right now. Show me. Right now.
All
right. I need to see it.
So he just pulls the boat over, takes a gas can out, puts it on the whole thing, and just lights the whole boat on fire. Has his bow strung on his back.
And he just walks off into the jungle.
Just walks off into the jungle.
I don't forget about the fat guy.
What
covered in blood.
Fucking psycho. Kill, can you... Hey, can, But the fat guy, can you set him on fire?
So
on point.
He pops back out of the, like, he walks backwards
buddy.
Out of the wood. And
what
he pulls,
are you?
He pulls the bow
reverse
out
Homer Simpson means.
With a very fat end to it, and he points it at you.
Whoa,
and draws the string, and then raises it up a bit, and lets go. And it zips over you and hits the fat body perfectly, and it explodes.
On point, that was fucking amazing.
Yeah, no, yeah.
You're good. You're good, man. They train you well.
Yeah.
Hey, on point, you got to win this time.
When you see Johnny, we're going to go ride for, we're going to go for a ride in his car, his Cadillac.
I'm
we're
not
going
gonna,
to Vegas.
I'm gonna He's dead.
I'm going to see you back at base. What?
He died in Saigon.
What did you just say?
Bye!
And he's just standing
the helicopters
there.
Helicopters don't trigger him?
He doesn't go back in the woods. He's just staring at you.
I
like,
leave.
Through his eyebrows. You leave. You zip away very quickly.
I leave.
You look back and you see him. He's still standing there. He has not moved. So.
Bye, on point.
He doesn't waver or anything. He just, you somehow feel that he has said,
I'll see you back at base.
Oh, God.
I'll see you back at base.
He's a new SCP.
I got your scent. I'll find you back at base.
So you go back to the.
You sound like me. When I told you.
That's how the show ended up with a Steve.
What? What?
We met Steve once, and he said, I got you.
Yeah, I'll find you back at base.
See you back. I'll see you on the
show. I'll see you back on Tuesday.
See you in the studio.
See you in the studio.
So you fly that back to Site 69. Immediately, the pilot is put into quarantine to make sure. The briefcase, like, everybody in hazmat suits
Standard
are there. Because
procedure.
Yeah, and they after some testing, it's realized that this is a very highly contagious virus, as otherwise known as SCP-217, the clockwork virus.
Yes.
So the way this works is that it's spread through physical touch or bodily fluid or touching the liquid itself. It affects all organisms that exist within the kingdom Animalia. The infection
that includes insects.
Includes insects. That's what I said. It can take several years for this to take place or for it to happen. And the changes are very, very slow. So that's why you didn't see anything right away. Right. But the late onset stages are like gears and wires and full mechanization of the bodies, which is why that entire city was nothing but that, because they were infected quite some time ago. So this is some long going experiment of sorts. So, yeah. So the O5 Council thinks this would be a very bad idea to give to the Church of the Broken God. But you do get, I'm going to say all of you are playing your researchers now. You get a phone call from the Church of the Broken God, and they're just like,
have you procured his blood?
You're telling me this green stuff, this, by the way, Scott Hopkins here. You got Scott.
He's drunk.
You're telling me this green stuff is McCain's blood?
Yes, it is the blood of McCain. And with it, we will make him whole and mechanize all of humanity, so that way we can't turn into flesh puddles, because there is no flesh. This is McCain's design.
Oh!
To be remade in his image, obviously.
Shayna?
We're going to have to take that one up the
We
up
can't
the chain
turn
there.
Into flesh monsters.
We're going to have to run that one up the flagpole there.
Mechanized.
Incida.
Barry.
You told me that you were going to be willing to do what it takes to stop
this
fleshy
monster. We don't know if we actually got the right
monsters.
Blood. This might not be the right stuff. We got to test it for a little bit, okay? We'll get back to you next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
This kind of looks like transmission fluid.
It's not, you're not entirely wrong.
Well, no, but like for RVs, it's a different color than the normal transmission fluid that gods run off of.
It kind
of
smells a little cummy.
Yeah, it smells a little like a pinch of Siemens in there.
I mean, what's pineapple, but divine blood of life.
Hmm. Yeah.
We'll write that down on the report.
I'll call you back tomorrow, okay?
Yeah. Don't call us.
Don't ghost me.
No.
Do not make an enemy of the Church of the Broken God.
We would never.
This sounds, you know what? He's going to roll an insight check. He rolled deception.
Okay. I'm going to call him back tomorrow. What to deceive?
Well, where's Shane's character sheet?
Fuck. 26 deception. fucking inside that, bitch.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Okay, well, I'll wait for your call next week.
All right. Talk to you then. Definitely. Checks in the mail. Okay, bye, Barry.
And click. And as you have this phone call, that is where we're going to call it. So thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, Reddit, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers. Your weapon of choice, Big Jim, the Knuck Lord, Chronic Skinner, B-Mail, Shanda Panda, Disgruntled Furniture, Chris Wisdom, Zucari, Scabby Goose, Shinigami.
What?
An old toaster bag.
Are you saying that the throne is open?
We have a dead god king.
The king is dead.
King is dead.
Do you have what it takes? Head over to
Patreon.com/botchpodcast, where you can become the new god king. Or you can go to many stupid websites. FreedomValleyHorsePaste.club. Nope. .com. Oh. Dickblood.club, there it is. LizardTeats.com, MookMulk.com, BuyTheseViagra.com. LouisianaPocketGopher.com, DamnYouDennis.com, BirdsWithPenises.com, Chickum.Church, MeepCreeps.com, ChongoGrandeCerveza.com,
love that one.
PartyMormons.com, RaoulsMovingCastle.com,
another one of my
ChugYourMilk.com, DaddyDennis.com,
lame.
ChongoGrande.com or simply Patreon.com/botchpodcast.
Wait, was Freedom Valley in there?
Yeah, it's the first one that we did.
Any of these can set you on the path to becoming
the God King. Like our newest patron, Toaster Bath. Welcome
Toaster.
Back. Want to support us but can't do it financially? Head on over to Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to our damn show. Leave us a 5-star review. Chonkis will read it out on the show. Thank you to Gozer for intro and outro music. Find them over at Gozer_music on all social media. Thank you to Emily Swan for Alum Art all over the internet at A Swan Named Emily. Send something to the studio, P.O. Box 3178, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, 17325. And Chonks will open it up face first here on stream. We salute you, multicolored mind. You are this episode's
redacted.
Thanks for the sub, man. And as always,
when you watch the Psycho Man dress like Gizmo from Gremlins 2, sneak back into the jungle and whisper, "I'll see you back at base," and now you got to sleep with your Glock. Scream botched. We'll extract you.
See you next week, nerds.
You roll over. He's just there in bed with you, and he's just
order,
like,
order.
I'm back at base, baby.
You can support each of us in our own little different ways. My first comic book has come out, and if you'd like to purchase it, you can head on over to www.hiveheadstudios.com, where you can even download a free sample of the book to see if it's something, you know, up your alley. You can also support me over at patreon.com/hiveheadstudios. You can support Steve's stuff over at YouTube or TikTok or any of his other social media at He Who Is Steve. You can support Phil on Patreon or Twitch at Imaginary Nomad, and you can check out Chonky every so often on Twitch at Chonky_Kong.
I forgot the episode number.
Welcome back,
I know. I gotta remember the episode number. Okay, here we go.
Junior Research.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody?
It's Junior Research.
I know it's Junior Researchers.
Not Ginger Researchers.
Welcome back, Ginger Researchers. I don't differentiate. They're all equal in my eyes.